This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, back to it. Welcome in our friend, a beat man for all seasons, our sports director here at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We love talking to Jeff Hathorn. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning. How is everything?
Great. We talk Steelers. We talk Penguins. We start with the Steelers. Okay, now people will say, all right, I can't be here for play-by-play of Steelers practice, and it's just practice. Here's the flip side of it. I'd rather there be good reports about Najee Harris than bad ones.
Yeah, and I think there was mix, and I think that's typical for a rookie, even a first-round pick. First day in pads is different. You might go through football and shorts and think, I've got this whole thing figured out. You know, and I'm not saying that in a cocky way. I'm saying that in a, you know, you feel really confident about what's going on, and then it gets in pads and hitting starts happening. And I don't care who you are, it's a different level. And I think there were a couple times out there that Najee Harris looked frustrated because of how the game was. And there were a couple times backs on backers, and this will happen to the best blocking backs where they get beat or they get overmatched on a couple of plays. But he is competitive and bounced back. And I love the fact that he was frustrated, that he wasn't just accepting times where he wasn't doing things exactly as they should be done. I think that was a good sign that, you know, he has that much desire to be perfect.
Jeff, what do they do if Alex Highsmith is so damn good in training camp and preseason games in the first couple weeks of the season that they're having a hard time fitting Melvin Ingram into the rotation? Some of the reports said that Highsmith had a really dominant practice yesterday as well.
They build him a statue. if he continues to be that good, they retire his number and build him a statue. It was one day. He had a really good day. And, part of that might be was who he was working against. And Mike Tomlin acknowledged that, even though he praised him. It's funny with Mike Tomlin, you know, rookies can't get any praise. But now that he's in his second year, oh, yeah, he's the greatest thing out there. You know, yeah, I mean, obviously there's some motivation going on. But I don't think it would get to that point. And even if he's having a great year, they're going to find ways to get Melvin Ingram on the field because he's arguably their fourth top four linebackers. I mean, I don't know where that mix would fall, but there are a lot of times I want Ingram on that field.
Jeff Hathorn, beat man for all seasons, joining us here. Something hit me yesterday when I saw the matchups. It was only for a couple snaps. But this is a iron sharpens iron situation that really could be fun to watch during camp. And then when the ones go against the ones in the season, which is sporadically, but it happens. Kendrick Green and Tyson Alualu can be a real man-on-man battle. And I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, I agree. And it's funny you mentioned that the Tomlinism, or it's actually an older cliche than him, but we'll attribute it to him because Kendrick Green used the same one. And I do think it's important that he has these battles, he has these matchups, and that you have a veteran like Tyson Alualu who's not going to take it easy or not going to be, you know, play nice, that he's going to be out there giving it what he's got to show Kendrick Green, obviously for himself, but he also is the type of teammate that wants to show Kendrick Green what he's going to be going up against. And I thought Green did fairly well, all things considered. Again, another rookie, first day in pads, and at the middle of that line, He honestly looked better than I thought he would. He has a pretty good command of what's going on. And Mike Tomlin praised the shape he put himself in from the end of minicamp until now. He said he noticed some differences in the way he looked and the way and a little bit of his power.
Jeff Hathorn with us here on the Fan Morning Show. He was at Steelers training camp yesterday. To my eye, but I wasn't down there, so I'll ask you, Chase Claypool looks a whole lot bigger and just thicker than last year. And I mean that in a good way, like stronger, more muscular.
Yeah, I think we saw that in OTAs too. He is on that plan, and you know, he came in fairly big, but I agree.
Right.
He's added some. Now, the guy who's added the most over the last couple of years is Zach Gentry. I mean, man, he's put on a ton of weight. He made a couple of nice plays over the middle and got some opportunities after Eric Ebron left with that elbow injury.
Yeah, where does he fit, though? Is he definitely on the outside looking in, a guy like Gentry?
Yeah, he's the three. I mean, and he's a guy that's got to find a niche on special teams because Raider's pretty good on special teams. He came in and he's improved his blocking. If he could be that blocking guy, that third blocking tight end, you could put him in those situations and can find a good slot for himself on special teams. He is improving. And remember, you know, he was a quarterback for most of his life, and he's still learning the position. He has improved a lot, although I'm not going to say he's to the Ebron or Freiermuth level.
What did we see from the corners, specifically that nickel corner spot yesterday?
Up and down, but I don't, you know, first day of pads, I think you see that there was a time or two where Steven Nelson, yeah, Cam Sutton slipped on a couple of routes, but I think that they're very confident in him staying out there, at least for now, and they're going to give those opportunities to Brooks and Mallette.
He slipped. It's training camp for the equipment managers too, Jeff. You know what Mike Tomlin says.
Well, it is Heinz Field.
Yes. Oh, there we go. Good stuff by you. All right, website. We pay so much attention to it. The hits are through the roof. People really going to it. We're excited by that, and we love it as a company, and we're really delivering content. And you are, Jim is. I know a lot of other people are. Tell us what you're working on, what you've been working on, what people can go to the website and see this morning, 937thefan.com.
Yeah, and you could check out, Jim had a kind of a recap of camp, and you could check that out on our website. I'm doing a story about Kendrick Green, oddly enough. That's going to be going up here in a few minutes, plus all the Pens coverage. I was at the Pirates game last night. If you didn't catch what happened, there was a major league record set, and you can read about that. And also a story about Justin Champagne. It's NBA draft day, and what his thoughts, he's saying – he's guaranteeing he's being drafted.
There we go. We're guaranteeing, too. We're trying to get Jim to disseminate pictures that he's not allowed from Steelers camp so as to get his credential revoked.
Which he almost did yesterday.
It was close. It was close.
Please don't.
Yes.
Jeff doesn't want to have to do all
more
the work.
Yes, for Jeff. Jeff, you're the best. Thank you so very much. Check out the website. And we do. We thank you for all your efforts there because it not only helps us, it helps our consumer, but for our show. We go to it every morning. That's what we use for all the fodder for our show. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much, guys.
Absolutely the best. Hardest working man in Pittsburgh sports journalism, that is for sure. Jeff Hathorn, if you're in an event, he's there. So he went to Steelers practice.
Uh-huh.
He walked across the parking lot. Then he went to
Pirate game.
Yeah. Just think about the day Jeff had.
That's wild that Justin Champagne is guaranteeing that he's, I don't know. I don't know if I've seen a mock draft yet where Champagne gets drafted.
I've seen him mid-second round.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he probably will.
I hope he does.
Yeah, but it's interesting to guarantee it. That's one of the guarantees, though, you forget about. It's not like he's guaranteeing a championship.
Well, yeah.
I'm guaranteeing I'm getting drafted. Okay, if you don't, what? You know? But he will.
Greece,
I think he
here
will.
You come.
All right, lots to get into coming up next. Chris is going on a trip. I'm getting dogged on social media about something.
Oh,
I'll tell you what that is coming up in just a little while. Mike DeFabo, Talking Penguins from the Post-Gazette. 9 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.